This episode of the Epic Film Guys podcast is brought to you by Studio Headphones. Epic Film Guys listeners can get 15% off a pair of Studio Headphones by using the code EPICFILMGUYS over on their website. Check the link down in the show notes. The Regent 2 model that they sent me is absolutely amazing. The battery life is crazy. 24 plus hours, connects to any device that uses Bluetooth, and the depth of sound quality that these things have, I've talked about it on the show before, it's absolutely amazing. Studio's modern Scandinavian headphones not only have the sound quality, but they are also incredibly stylish. You can get black or white marble designs. They're incredible headphones, and I can't say enough good things about them. So please, again, Epic Film Guys, use the discount code, get 15% off of a pair of headphones over at studio.com. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a special re-release here from the Epic Film Guys podcast. It is that time of the year when I'm going to start plugging in here wherever we really find the room for it, whenever we need to. I'm going to start plugging in audio from last year's live stream for The Cure to start building that hype train for the fourth annual live stream for The Cure, which of course is taking place this year from May 27th through the 31st, 48 hours, not including the kickoff event, to raise $10,000 for the Cancer Research Institute. And the first guest that we're showcasing here in the reruns from last year's live stream for The Cure is Kim and Kett. Stay alive, maybe? Question mark? Two absolutely brilliant female podcasts. They do an amazing, amazing show where they put themselves inside of a horror movie and try to determine whether or not they would survive. These two were absolutely amazing. We were so thrilled to have them as part of the show, and they are going to be back this year, May 28th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. On May 28th, they're going to be kicking off our first day, our first full day of streaming. They are going to be live with us. Cannot wait to have them back. So without further ado, I've talked enough. We're going to get right over into their segment from last year's live stream for The Cure. Again, head to livestreamforthecure.com for more information about this year's event. And together, we can make a difference. We are utterly thrilled, to be joined by Kim and Kett. Stay alive. Maybe?
Hi!
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good, how are you?
So good.
I am not exhausted yet, so that's a good sign.
Nice. Good. Still running on adrenaline?
Yeah, something like that. Welcome to the live stream for The Cure. Now, Ketrin was on an episode of the Epic Film Guys earlier in the year. She was on our 2010 in film retrospective. Wonderful to have you back again. Have you watched Fred the movie yet?
Fuck no! I'm not. Oh wait, am I not allowed to curse?
Oh my God, damn it!
We're gonna be in big trouble.
We already fucked up.
Yeah, it's okay. You guys can say whatever you want. And Kim, this is your first time on the Epic Film Guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to both
Thank
of you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to
We're
be here.
We're thrilled, absolutely thrilled to have you guys here. Jared Taylor, Ashley, and Love, somebody donated $10 for Love. Thank you. And Julio from the Contrarians, all of you, thank you so much for your donations during the last segment. Amazing. We are at 18.13% of the way toward our goal of $7,500.
Awesome.
Hit that donation button right below these two lovely ladies and donate to the live stream for The Cure. Please take a moment. Tell us what Kim and Kett Stay Alive Maybe is all about.
Well, we are a horror movie comedy podcast with a twist, and what we do is one of us watches a movie and tells it to the other one who hasn't seen it.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? We can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. I was giving instruction to Daniel.
Okay, okay. Sorry. So one of us watches a movie and tells it to the other person, and at different points in the film, we ask what they what we think the character did and what they would do to stay alive. And if you get it right, then you get a bell.
Ding.
Oh my God. So you guys have a kind of abridged version of your show, is my understanding, for the event this afternoon. So I'm going to chime in periodically, but I'm going to let you guys have the floor. I'm excited to hear this.
You can.
I could play. I'll play. Yeah. I love playing.
Yeah, play with us. So we came up with an amazing concept that our producer, a.k.a. my husband, a.k.a. Eric, helped us with. Since we didn't have time to do like an entire movie, we wanted to figure out how we could play the game in sort of a shorter amount of time. So we came up with
a Rolodex of death.
So, I wish I had like a siren on the soundboard right now. That would have been perfect to be like.
So what we have is I have four death scenarios and Kim has four death scenarios from actual horror movies. We haven't seen each other's deaths, and they were written. Eric was helpful enough to write these up for us. So I guess we'll do just kind of like a round robin. So it's like Kim will ask one and you and I will answer what we think the character did. If you've seen the movie, then it would just be like what you would do, because some of them are from pretty well-known movies and others are from not so well-known movies. So
good for you. I've never seen a single movie, pretty much. we're finding out. So I probably have seen none of these.
You do a podcast about movies, right?
No, nope.
Oh, okay. So I guess, who would you like to go first, since you're the host? Who would you like to go first?
Since it's her first time on the Epic Film Guys, Ketrin, I'm going to pass it over to Kim first.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let us know. I'm so excited. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to set the scene for you.
Okay.
You're in Haiti. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dead people have been climbing out of their graves and walking around.
Shit.
Okay. The pharmaceutical company you work for, because you're a monster, probably.
Right.
sends you to Haiti.
Big pharma.
Big pharma.
So your pharmaceutical company that you work for sent you to Haiti to investigate how to create these zombies.
Rude.
Because they want to turn whatever substance they use into a drug. Because you're monsters.
You're monsters. Okay.
So while you're there, you meet a dude mm-hmm. who was buried 7 years ago.
Okay. So the decay process is well underway for this fellow.
He doesn't seem right.
Okay. Gotcha.
He's a little off.
Mm-hmm.
Where's his arm?
Okay. So you find a guy who says he can give you the drug, but he sells you rat poison instead.
Shit!
Ooh. Boiled.
Now, the Haitian special police abduct you. They hammer a nail through your scrotum.
I don't even have a scrotum.
I think for you, we're going to say they sewed your vagina.
No! That's so upsetting.
This is really bad. This is Eric's fault. And they tell you to get the fuck out of town because they don't like snoops. They don't want you snooping around. So you're in Haiti. You're looking for zombie drugs. You have a nail through your scrotum and vagina. but you still don't leave town.
Why?
Because you're an idiot.
Why?
So
you love nails? We have a donation from our executive producer Dan. $10 donation, hashtag Rolodex of Death.
So okay. So
back to nails in the scrotum.
And now the Friday the 13th podcast with a $10 donation. We're blowing it up.
We love them. Okay. So now you have nightmares about a voodoo witch doctor.
Crap.
And then you wake up next to a decapitated woman.
Fuck!
Shit's not going good for
you.
And then the Haitian special police try to frame you for murder.
I hate Haiti!
the voodoo witch doctor from your dream in real life now warns you to get the fuck out seriously, or you will be convicted and executed.
Yes.
But you learn that if you stay one more night,
okay,
you can get the drug from someone. So this is a two-parter question. Question one.
Uh-huh.
Do you do what the voodoo witch, do you do the voodoo that she do? The voodoo? Do you do what the voodoo witch doctor says and get the fuck out of there? Or do you stay?
Destruction in human form, Jared Taylor with a $20 donation.
Okay, so do you the voodoo that you do?
Yeah. Do you do the voodoo witch doctor says and get on a plane and get out of there?
Yeah.
Or do you stay and try to get the drug? And what do you think he does?
Okay.
I realize that I've been reading this for
you. Don't read the pink highlighted part. Okay, so I'll go first. Since I'm the pro.
You're the veteran.
So, okay. My goal is to stay alive. So I'm going to get the fuck out of Haiti. I am leaving. I am going to unsew my vagina, remove the nail from my scrot. I'm going to get on a plane and fucking later days out of here. I cannot be bothered with zombies. Goodbye.
Okay.
What do I think he does? I think he fucking stays like a goddamn fucking idiot. Yes!
I want to know who put the nail through my scrotum, and I'd just chase him down and beat him with a baseball bat.
But would that keep you alive? But
that was the police.
Yeah, that wouldn't keep me alive, would it? Yeah, the objective is to stay alive. I'd be terrible at this game, by the way. I will lose every time.
That's our problem, too. Yeah. We always are like, here's what I would do in life to...
Stick it to the man and Big Pharma.
I mean, in this situation, though, like, you've already had to nail through your private parts. Like, I'm out of there, too. I'm with Kat. Yeah. I would be piecing the fuck out of town. Be like,
yeah,
nope.
Honestly, Nick, let's go together. Like,
hand in hand.
But if I could have the window seat, that would be great.
Who's flying the plane? Is it a zombie?
Ooh,
is that the sequel?
Shit. No, it's Kim. It's Kim. Kim's flying it.
I came and picked you up.
Yeah. Great.
So, second part of the question.
Okay.
He stays to get the drug, but then he does fly back to America.
Okay.
Where, at a dinner party, your boss's wife is possessed by the voodoo witch doctor, who tells you that you've now been cursed and will die soon. You've seen some crazy shit so far, so you pretty much believe that this curse is real.
Yeah.
So, do you... go back to Haiti and try to get the curse lifted. And what does he do?
You go first this time.
I mean, I'm scared shitless now because now this voodoo witch doctor is possessing him. Yeah, I'm going back because now I'm terrified and I want to live. I want
to
live.
Okay, Haiti.
All right, back to Haiti. I think I'm going to send Nick back to Haiti to like do a little recon. And kind of figure out, like, let him feel out the situation and then decide whether or not I get on the plane. And I think that that's the best way to stay alive. What do you think?
And what do you think he does?
Oh, I think he goes back to Haiti like a fucking idiot. How about you, Nick?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wow, we got a triple ding. Woohoo!
He does. He goes back to Haiti. And after being buried alive, do I say buried? Buried weird? How do you say that
word? It's spelled buried, but it's pronounced berry.
Yeah.
Which is another element of bullshit that the English language has in store for us.
So after being buried alive with a tarantula in his coffin, he's rescued by the zombie who was buried 7 years ago.
His seven years ago
buried friend, and they defeat the witch doctor.
And then they get married and have sex?
Well, his wife was already, he had a wife.
Okay. So, that's such a heartwarming tale. Yeah. So, Nick, do you know what movie that's from?
I have no fucking idea.
What fucking movie? Do you have to tell you?
Does Dan know? Was Dan just yelling in the background that
Dan,
he knew what it
Dan
was?
Dan was just like, what movie is this? I think he's rampantly trying to Google and find out information.
You say not on Netflix. No, I don't know. But yeah. It's The Serpent and the Rainbow.
The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Starring Bill Pullman and Paul Winfield, directed by the late, great Wes Craven.
Oh, wow. Wes Craven. Justin's seen it, guaranteed. If Justin were here, Justin would know exactly what that was.
He would know what it was.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
He'd be like, I never forgot that hammer through the scrotum.
Never forgot.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one? It's my
turn. I'm ready.
Ugh. All right.
I'm no ready. More so, scrotums.
Okay. Here we go, Bernsey. Oh, it's got Bill Pullman. All right. Your psychotic brother just broke you out of jail.
Oh.
You were in jail for robbing a bank. Okay. And you guys are trying to, you're on the lam. You're obviously trying to skip town. And you're trying to make your way to the Mexican border.
Okay.
On your way, you decide to kidnap a family as well. And a minister. Because, you know, if you're going to do it, go big, is uh-huh. what yep. I say. So you take them to a rowdy bar near the Mexican border because you're waiting for, like, your criminal friend to, like, take you across the border. Like, you need help doing that. So they're like, let's just go have a drink real quick while we're waiting for our dude at this, like, borderland bar. So you're in the bar and you're hanging out, throwing back some shots, when you realize that the bar is actually a hangout for vampires. Yeah, and these are, like, scary vampires, not, like, sparkly vampires.
Not sexy vampires.
No. I mean, they might be sexy. I don't know your type in vampire speak, but they're not, they're just not sparkly. Like, they're like the badass vampires. You know what I mean? But I don't know, like, you might be into it.
Okay.
So you and your brother, along with the minister and his family, and now you've also picked up a biker and a trucker. Y'all have to fight off the vampires because the vampires are like, oh my God, round of drinks. And by round of drinks, I mean human blood. So you guys are fighting them off. And at one point you realize that your brother is a vampire.
No.
Yeah. And the biker is like, well, fuck this. Your brother's a vampire. I'm going to fucking stake him. And you're like, no, not on my watch. He's my brother. So you're like, if you go near my brother with that stake, the vampires won't have to suck your blood because it'll be everywhere. And
badass.
And yes. Like, they'll be able to lick it up off the floor. So the biker stands down because he's like, this is getting too real. So, question. What do you do, Bernsey? What do you do, Nick? And what do you guys think Bank Robber does?
So we are...
So your brother is legit a vampire. And you and right. he's a fucking vampire.
So he brought us here on purpose, probably.
No, I think he might have gotten turned into a vampire, here. Possibly. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. So, like, sucks. It's not his fault, but, like, also he's a vampire.
And so we're friends now with our group, it seems like?
I think you're friends by default in that you all have heartbeats.
We kidnapped them, but then we had to band together
to fight the vampire bar vampire. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it! We're such... Here's what's staying alive. Here's the one thing I've learned about staying alive.
Yeah.
We have to become fucking ruthless.
We do, because that's what keeps you alive. Nice people die.
I'm going to stake my brother. My brother's already dead. So okay. You have to stake him, and you have to stake all the vampires.
Okay.
I'm staking everyone. I'm staking left and right. I'm, like, stake machine.
Okay. Nick, what do you do?
Here comes the money.
Here we go. I read out the donation from Interrupted Tales, a $15 donation. A crazy world where Selma Hayek is not sex machine. Because he knows exactly what movie this is.
Oh, they know what movie it is.
Yeah, they know what movie it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree with Ketrin. You got to stake the motherfucker, right? Like, with Kim. You've got to be ruthless to survive.
He's already dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically. And yeah. So, he's undead, but he's not alive anymore.
Right. And so what do you guys think he does? You guys can confer to get a triple ding.
You know what's so interesting is the entire time you were reading it, I was like, oh, because you're like, you are da 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 da. So I was like, the bank robber is a chick. And I was just like, it's a sister and brother team.
Oh my God. It should be. It should be. Let's do a remake of this movie starring us.
I think that he, she, he, they does not stake the brother.
Okay. Do you agree?
No. I agree 100%.
Okay. You get two dings because you both staked your brother. So that is correct. That would keep you alive. But you did not get the third ding because he also staked his brother.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So still pretty good. So this is from Dusk. This is the movie From Dusk Till Dawn. And written by Quentin Tarantino, written by Robert Rodriguez. And it stars George Clooney, Quentin Tarantino as the psychotic brother. Harvey Keitel. Love me some Harvey Keitel. Juliette Lewis, Tom Savini. And as the biker whose name is Sex Machine, I guess that's what they're talking about. But also Selma Hayek.
Sex Machine.
So yeah,
that's, he has a revolver for a penis.
All right,
you ready for number three?
Yes.
Okay.
This one's wackadoo too, but I like it. Okay. You're a priest.
I am a priest, so this works out.
You invite some scientists to investigate a large cylinder of swirling green liquid in the basement of your monastery.
Uh-oh.
Because that's weird.
Sure.
Right? Like, why is that there?
Yeah.
The green liquid is sending them transmissions, and they begin to think it is the physical embodiment of the devil.
Oh, no.
Obviously.
This is terrible.
Of course.
This never works out when the devil comes to play.
They theorize that the devil is actually the offspring of an even more evil entity known as Anti-God.
What? Anti-God was the best name they could come up with?
Anti-God.
All right.
So
it's like the
more evil than the devil is Anti-God.
Okay.
So the liquid splashes on some of the scientists and they become possessed.
Ah, my eye!
We usually only do that. I don't know if we want to talk about this.
No. Normally we do. to imitate when dudes get boners and it hits them in the face.
Usually 15-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Boners to the eye. So the liquid splashes on some of the scientists and they become possessed and they start trying to kill other people.
Okay.
So a mob of homeless people surrounds the building and attacks anyone who tries to exit. So the survivors are all trapped inside.
Okay.
The survivors share communal dreams wherein they see a dark figure emerging from the church.
Uh-oh.
With a voice warning them that what they're dreaming is an actual event from the future that they must stop.
Shit.
Some of the possessed scientists spill the remaining liquid onto a woman who becomes the embodiment of Satan.
But not Anti-God, just Satan.
Satan. It's confusing.
Anti-God Junior.
The devil, basically. There's Anti-God, and then the embodiment of Satan.
Oh, okay. All right.
You see a flow chart? Because I'm getting confused.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have brought a flow chart. I didn't bring my PowerPoint?
PowerPoint? Here's what we know. I don't think a possession by any member of the devil's family is good. So I think we can just know that right off the bat. Okay. So I'm with you.
So the chick who's the embodiment of Satan tries to pull the Anti-God by the hand from another dimension using a mirror as a portal.
Okay.
So one of the survivors tackles her into the mirror portal, sending himself, the devil lady, and the Anti-God all back into the other dimension through the mirror portal.
Okay, got it.
You see this go down?
Yes.
What do you do? And what does the priest do?
So I'm not inside the mirror portal.
No, you just watched it happen.
But an innocent person did fall into the mirror portal.
Correct.
Okay. Here's where ruthlessness comes in. I'm gonna smash the mirror. Sorry, innocent person, but I don't know what to do because we can't have Anti-God and the devil and the embodiment of Satan running around.
Here we go.
I won!
More money, more money. But cancer,
that is but Gerald cancer. From Two Peas on a Pod with a $50 donation in honor of Kim and Kat. And he said also, fuck cancer.
Yay!
Thank you, Gerald.
So I think that he, that, so to stay alive, I'm going to smash the mirror.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see you now.
I think that the person in the movie,
the priest
tries to dive into the mirror, swan dive in to pull the innocent person out.
Yeah, I think so too.
You think he dives in? What do you do that though, Nick?
I mean, am I attached to this innocent person?
No, but I guess like as a priest, you're like supposed to be attached to like all innocent people, I guess. Isn't that part of the description?
You're pretty anti-God, though.
So. Right. Yeah,
that's my thing. I'm like, we just got rid of Satan and the anti-God. I think one sacrifice is worth that, maybe. Yeah,
I
smash
mean,
that mirror.
We did, like, our the entire religion is based on the sacrifice of your own son. So,
right,
you know, what's another innocent person?
I need a glass-shattering sound effect.
Everyone is smashing mirrors, but we both think that the priest in the movie dives in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, okay. So we got two. Who got? So
you both get a point, but he does the same. He shatters the mirror and closes the portal.
Whoa.
Go priest.
Wow. Like, goodbye, Satan. Goodbye, anti-God.
Not today, Satan.
You can't fuck around with anti-God.
Not today, Satan. Do you know what movie that is?
I have no idea. None.
It is The Prince of Darkness.
So you got The Prince of Darkness, the anti-God, Satan.
There's too many levels.
I seriously need a flowchart.
Prince,
right?
Seems lower.
Oh yeah, he's lower.
That is written and directed by the amazing John Carpenter.
Oh
and
yeah.
Stars Donald Pleasance, who played Dr. Loomis. In the Halloween film.
R.I.P. Dr. Loomis.
He plays the priest.
Cool.
That's amazing.
All right, do we have time for one more?
I think we could squeeze one more in. Let's get one more in.
All right,
I love this. This is so much fun.
So this one I'm really excited about. I told Eric to put this one in because this is actually, Kim hasn't seen it, but this is actually from the movie that my husband wrote that you can get on Amazon Prime right now. It's called Sympathy. So I gave away what it was, but you haven't seen it. So, all right.
I haven't.
All right, friend. So... terrible
fucking friend. I should have seen it by now.
We've only been together 10 years, Kim. Fucking bitch. Okay. So, all right. So, you, Kim, are taken hostage by a bank robber.
Oh.
Different bank robber than the one who ended up in the vampire bar.
Not myself.
And he takes you hostage in a seedy motel. And he handcuffs you to the bed by both hands. That's important.
Okay.
Handcuffs you to the bed by both hands. You attempted to escape, like you did actually try, and the motherfucker shot you in the shoulder. So like now you have a shot shoulder, you're kidnapped, you're pissed, and handcuffed to a bed, and I promise you that those sheets have not been changed. So yeah, so like this is it's not looking good for you. Then, as if things could possibly get worse, an escaped convict just happens to also break in to the motel room where you are, and this motherfucker takes you and the bank robber hostage.
Wow, this is very similar to the vampire situation.
Right. So, he's like, I will let you both go if you, Kim, can get the bank robber to tell me where the money is that he just bank robbed.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, the convict is like, I've been in jail for a while. Showers have been stressful for me. So I'm going to go take a shower real quick in this motel room where we are. Okay. Y'all talk it out. So now you're handcuffed to the bed with the bank robber. Okay. Convict is in the shower, giving him a little scrub down. And you notice that the convict's knife, he dropped it, and it's stuck in the wall above the headboard. Okay? So, like, you're handcuffed to the bed, bank robber's there, knife is stuck in the headboard above you.
Right. Okay.
What do you do, Bernsey? What do you do, Nick? And what do you think our hostage lady friend does? It's a lady, by the way.
Good. Mm-hmm. Because there was a, I was going down a different route for a second, but I like that there's a knife.
Yep.
Is it only your hands that are handcuffed?
Yeah, handcuffed above the bed like this.
I'm going to grab the knife, though, because my hands are there.
Okay.
I was saying, like, maybe, I didn't know if you could reach the knife with your hands, but, like, if you're super acrobatic, you could just flip those legs up and grab the knife with your feet.
Ooh.
Somehow.
Yeah, because I don't know if you can quite reach the knife with your hands, Bernsie.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, flip those feet up and then get the knife. And then, like, when the convict comes out of the shower, you're just, like, lunge at him, like, with the feet, like, crouch up and then thrust your legs at him to stab him.
Ooh. Yeah. Are you going to go with Nick's answer as well?
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. I have hand model hands. They're very dainty and beautiful. So I can really squeeze out of things when people think that I can.
There you go.
So like, I think that I can get a hand out.
Okay. All right. What do you guys think she does?
I think she has to go for the knife, right? It's somehow she has to go for the knife.
Okay. Maybe does she tell the bank robber about the knife and try to convince him to use it against the convict?
Well, he's handcuffed as well.
Oh. Hmm.
I'll give you a clue. Nick, you're a genius.
So
with the legs?
We use our feet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to give y'all... So here's what this motherfucking bitch does. She's still pissed that she's shot. So even though she has to team up with the bank robber now, she does use her feet to fucking pull the knife out. And then she squeezes her hand out of the handcuffs.
We both do.
Yes. Yeah.
Squeezes her hand out of the handcuffs. Then she flips around on top of him, cuts his thumb off so that he can slide his hand out. And then just because she's pissed, she fucking eats his thumb.
Whoa!
So he can't sew it back on.
Oh,
this bitch is real.
Yes.
That's how you stay alive.
Yeah.
That is.
I think that amazing. Was perfect timing because I think that's all we got for you.
That is perfect. So, ladies, really, really quick, we've got Paul Chomo from Varmints coming in, but please tell us where we can find Kim and Kat Stay Alive, maybe on the web.
All the places. You can listen to us on all the places that you listen for podcasts. You can find our website at kimandkatstayalive.com.
And you can follow us on social media at KKSamPodcast.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Insta, Facebook, all of the above.
Yeah.
And you guys have moved that donation goal. We are almost at 20%
of our goal.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so, so much for being here. That was a lot of fun. That was so much fun.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
For having us.
Thank you so much. We love you and fuck cancer.
And thank you for doing this.
Cancer.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you so, so much. And thank you everybody, by the way, that donated during that segment. And I got to shout this out. Interrupted Tales, after the Stay Hydrated bot posted Stay Moonshined bot, you should have consumed 1.4 shots of Everclear by now. That's just for you, Drew.
That'll
thank
kill
you. So, so much, ladies. We are going to bid farewell to Kim and Kat Stay Alive, maybe. And please check out their show. They're absolutely wonderful. We adore you. Thank you so, so much. And now, things are going to get weird. And ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this Monday-sode from the Epic Film Guys podcast. Again, make sure you set that calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, set that calendar May 27th through the 31st. 48 hours, $10,000 for the Cancer Research Institute. Our biggest goal yet. We need literally every single bit of support. So if you're listening to this, we absolutely need everything that you can do to support us for this event. It's our biggest and best goal yet. We are going to smash it with your help. So again, head to livestreamforthecure.com to learn more information about the event. Thank you so, so much to Kim and Kat for being on the event last year and for coming back this year. Cannot wait, as I said at the top of the show, to have them back. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Coming up this Thursday on the normal edition of the show, Justin is going to talk the boy too. Brahms, I guess it's called. Whatever. And I'm going to be talking about Call of the Wild. I haven't seen that yet. I don't know if Justin's seen Brahms, The Boy 2 yet, whatever that movie's supposed to be. Who knows? But as always, we are absolutely thrilled to be bringing you more
amazing content. We cannot wait. And again, not going to be every single Monday because we're still going to be dropping normal Monday sewed content and things of that nature in here along the way. But we're going to start running a lot of this content from last year's live stream for The Cure throughout the rest of the spring and kind of trying to start getting you amped up for this year's live stream for The Cure. Please, if you do anything, help us spread the word. Wristbands are coming. Other merchandise for the event is coming. And a full list of all of the guests that we have signed up so far is coming, as well as all the content that we're going to be planning. We're playing it a lot more fast and loose this year than we have in years prior. I'm not really super concerning myself with a lot of excessive planning. But ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Thank you so much for listening, for subscribing, for being amazing. Head over to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. If you have not yet, we would super appreciate it. Until next time, we will see you at the movies.